Austria, are you ready?
No! He said, are you ready?
This is Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast, your first stop for everything professional wrestling. So sit back and enjoy wrestling talk at its finest with your hosts, Larry Hall and Joe Corrado.
Welcome, everybody, to Brotherly Love Wrestling, the Essential Series. And now this is part two and night two of the Essential WrestleMania matches. So depending on when you watch this, but to us last night, we picked, my started with three. He had two. I picked Steamboat as the first. You picked
TLC.
Then I picked the...
you picked my fucking main event.
That's right. Brett and Austin at 13.
I had Flair Michaels.
Yeah, and then my main event was End of an Era, Taker, Hunter, in the Hell in a Cell.
An honorable mention was Michaels, Razor,
WrestleMania 10. Yes. So that was our first night. Now we got to build to the second night, which typically is the main event. Night two is usually, that's why Brock Roman is this year.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate. So
it's really fucking tough.
And all the blame is on me. It's all my fault.
It really is. It really is. You took one of the best matches of all time. Just think of the magic we could have had back to back matches.
I think if you look at night one, I think
it would have been better for night two.
We don't know that yet.
We do. With two matches alone, it would have been better.
All right. So what are we opening up with?
I'm sticking with WrestleMania 10, and I'm going to go with the greatest opening match of all time. WrestleMania, brother versus brother, Bret Hart, Owen Hart, in just an absolute, and that kind of counteracts your Steamboat Savage.
And
that was my thought process. I still
think Steamboat Savage is a little bit ahead of Bret Owen. We're splitting hairs here. Yeah,
we're splitting hairs on your head. That's how much we're splitting, because it could go interchangeable which one's better. I mean, storyline was better for Bret and Owen.
Okay, yes, no argument.
And to have that build. Although Savage and Steamboat was a good build too, but brother versus brother, and then to have the match that they put on and Owen actually winning the fucking match. Crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
But another one of my favorites for a WrestleMania match would be that match. I mean, it's just, you took them away. I had to get them back on. And what other better way to do it? And I'm going to kind of stack them, like go match for match.
Okay.
If we're going to do this whole, like, if we're building the card.
All right.
So you don't deliberately fuck me over.
Okay.
This should be interesting now.
Yeah, because it's hard for me making this pick because, as we said in the last show, there was a match on here that we knew I was going to choose. But, dude, can I save that for my second pick?
Yeah.
But actually, I might not. Now that I think about it, I take that whole line of thinking back. No, I'm going to start with this one because I would like, before like your main event, I want something that's maybe not that tires the crowd out, but at least can build, depending on what your main event is, because you're not that confident on your main event.
I've gone back and forth on my main event, but I think my main event is only fitting.
Okay. So yes, the second match of the night,
depending on what you do for your second pick.
The second match of the night is HBK Taker at WrestleMania 25.
Okay, so that stacks up heavily.
Yes.
Against the TLC match.
Yes. Yeah. And that's why I was asking about switching, but then I was like,
So night two, so far, clear runner, 1-2 match combo. Yeah. Clear. I mean, we've talked about this match. This will be the third time on the Essential Series
of the, I think we have
14
last night, or the show that the first part was number 15. So okay. In 15 lists, this match has been brought up.
So they're batting 333.
Yeah.
This match alone in this series. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. That's Hall of Fame numbers.
Yeah. Who ever would have thought that with this match?
I mean, what do you say about it? It's almost like the most I love, and we were talking about this. I don't know if it was on or off. It was off air about you really think. Like, what do you – and preferably Austin Brett, because bigger fans of both of them. But I can't deny that Taker and Shawn wasn't a phenomenal, could-be best match ever.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that could be said about Brett and Austin as well.
It can, yeah. I mean – it fits there, I agree.
That's why wrestling is so what it is.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you on that one, for sure.
It's very – opinion based,
yeah.
There's no facts,
yeah,
behind
yeah.
It.
Absolutely, of course.
You can't go buy a 5-star rating,
yeah.
From a fucking dork,
yeah.
So now I fall into the middle of the show,
yeah.
And what better time for in the middle of a show to have what you just had was an absolute classic. Now, what about in the middle of the show? We have a very, very heartwarming moment. With a very, very, very good match. Great match. Great match that we got to see live at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Kofi Kingston, mm-hmm. Daniel Bryan for the WWE title. You didn't think it was going to make it, but I'm biased. You're biased because we saw that match. We felt that feeling. We like it was one of those. It was a great storyline as well. And that story build, it was, you could say it was like, oh, it was the yes movement, but with Kofi, but it wasn't.
No, it was something different.
It was something different, and what it meant something completely different in the end.
It was the only thing that it was an underdog type story.
Yeah.
That's what was the same about
it. But if you build an underdog type story, it wasn't, I mean, it's not underdog because it's not like he was going up against Brock. And that's.
Well, we saw how that happened.
Yeah, we saw how that went. Yeah.
No. Yeah, no, because he had the gauntlet, then he had Elimination Chamber. It was everything was building against Kofi, and they were holding him down. So that's what I meant by like underdog.
No, it was definitely he was definitely out to get got.
Exactly.
But yeah. I mean to persevere, win the title, crazy, crazy crowd reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm biased, but it definitely belongs there. And there is a lot of arguments, but remember, one wrestler per show.
Yes. Yeah.
He can't get involved in multiple matches.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it, Michaels would have probably been in 4 or 5.
Yeah.
He might have been in 4 or 5.
Yeah. 3 for sure. Like hands down 3. And then I think you make
an honorable mention last night. And I think that would have, and we already went over this, had the tables been turned and I got night one. I probably would have put Michaels and Razor in the opening match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we would have had 2 fucking ladder matches on that show. It would have been fucking absolutely insane.
Yeah. All right.
So you run into your 4th pick.
Man, dude.
There's a lot to choose
from. You know what's funny? Because now it's the point where I want to see this main event stack up, and I don't want to take something or someone from you in this last match.
Do it. And I will adapt and overcome, I think.
Shit, man. All right, so what do we have so far? We have
Owen Brett.
Oh, okay. All right.
Owen Brett.
Owen Brett, HBK Taker.
Kofi, Daniel Bryan.
So we have wrestling, like, at its finest.
And I said that it's going to be my card, so I'm going to make it a wrestling-heavy. It's just going to wear the fucking
crowd
out.
All right, so I'm going to throw a little bit of a wrench in here.
You're
going to
go off the cusp?
From what we are building so far, yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to go Foley, Edge.
I knew you were going to. I had 22. 2, and Foley and Edge was one of them.
Yeah. Foley, Edge at 22. It's Foley's WrestleMania moment. The thing that he never had his entire career, finally getting it. Edge, who was the rated R superstar at the top of his game, both of them meeting together, him getting more of an edge, and because of the tight match, and then the flaming table at the spot at the end, yeah. It just that whole match is ridiculous.
That's what I think of most when I think of that match is the table spot.
That, and I think when Edge lands on the tacks,
yeah,
his cell, when he's like, you can feel the pain. Like, I just everything about that match. So, and I think it's good to switch up from wrestling.
A complete Donnybrook.
Yeah. And your fans can have fun, but you don't have to be up the whole time. You can relax on a match like that a little bit.
I don't know about that. I don't know how much relaxing you're getting. We're kind of building, like, the emotions as right now the crowd's wiped.
Yes.
Let's put it that way. The crowd's wiped.
For sure.
Now, can I tell you what match that the other match I thought you were going to take?
Okay.
Because it's not going to be my main event.
All right.
I thought you were going to do Savage Warrior.
No. I didn't. Honestly, I didn't even – I thought about it, but I'm like, it didn't even cross my mind twice. Like, I was like, no. But I was going to – and I forgot this because I was so worried about fucking you over. I was going to say my original pick was going to be WrestleMania 7, Sid and Hogan, just to fuck with you. But
– that's not my main event.
What? No, because that's
– Sid and shit. Hogan.
Exactly. Thank you. That's the reaction I wanted.
You're going to Sid and Hogan just for a fucking no. – as a rib?
Yeah. And then I was going to make my pick, but I forgot to do it because I was so worried about taking your other guys.
Sid and Hogan. Imagine the fucking
but look, the Ultimate Warrior came back. That was the best part of that whole angle. I mean, Papa Shango came out, and that was a shit show of a main event.
Yeah, God, imagine that. You put that on my show. I'd have to scratch it. I'd have to override it. There'd be no way.
All right, so the main event has to live up to end of an era.
Okay.
So, and I already think I know what you are picking. So go ahead and pick it. Say it.
Because we know who hasn't made the fucking list yet.
Yes.
And we know who the perfect fucking duo is.
Yes.
So, I mean, if I'm going to end the show and I'm just going to fucking put the two biggest stars that have ever fucking been in the wrestling business together, I'm going to do Rock Austin, X7. I mean, that's it. You want to talk about fucking complete insanity. And then you get Vince involved too, which is even fucking better. I get to end the show with Vince fucking The Rock and fucking teaming with fucking Austin. I mean, could you have think of a better way to end this complete clusterfuck of.
And next to Hogan's turn, it's probably the second best turn in all of.
Or talked about.
Yeah, in all of wrestling.
Yeah. Hogan's probably one.
That's what I'm saying. Aside from Hogan, which clearly is one.
Yeah.
Stone Cold shaking McMahon's hand.
Yeah, something that you never thought or wanted to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But so look, you look at our two main events now. Our main events were Hunter, Michaels, Taker, Hell in a Cell, and Austin, Rock, and McMahon. Those were the main eventers.
The pillars of WWE.
That was the main eventers.
The pillars of
WWE. We didn't even have John Cena on our fucking lists.
Cena Rock could have made it.
It could have.
If it was a longer list, Cena Rock could have made it.
Yes. Yeah.
But it wasn't a longer list. I think we put together one fucking crazy ass list. And it would be very, very tough to decipher because I thought you had it in a landslide because you had my favorite match. But your favorite match is now on mine.
Yes. Yeah.
So, true. And I got Austin Rock.
Yeah. So, honorable mention.
Oh, yeah. You get your.
So,
what do you think would have been if the tables were turned and you had 3-1, what would you have knocked out of mine to put in one of yours?
I don't know if I would have knocked out any of yours because I like all of them so much. It's hard. That's why. And that's why this is an honorable mention. But if I had to pick, I would probably take all. And this is only because I wasn't a big Bret Hart fan growing up. I would take this Bret Hart out. And I would put in Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart at Mania 12.
The Iron Man.
I think that. Up there with Michaels Taker and Bret Austin as the greatest match of all time. And Steamboat Savage, I put in that cluster as well. Yeah. Like there's 5-6 matches to where they're cream of the crop, the greatest matches of all time. And how you rank them is completely up to you. Like
some of them might not even make the list.
Yeah, true. But like those matches and WrestleMania 12.
I hated that Bret lost that match. as a kid, but I've watched that match so many times. I've watched that as a fucking Iron Man match. I've watched that match so many different times.
That it's the same reaction I had with Stone Cold. It's the same, like when Stone Cold beat Michaels. You know what I mean? I hated that at the time because I was such a big Shawn Michaels fan.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that he was going away and having back surgery. But I want.
Well, how would you have? There wasn't 700,000 exactly. people telling you that he was.
Yes. And the dirt sheets and Twitter and all sheets. Yes. We didn't have that. But yeah, I think that one of the greatest matches of all time. And that's the thing about Michaels. Like,
we already did the Essential Michaels. And I think they might have all been
Mania
matches.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we were. Yeah.
I think, I mean, you got Jericho Michaels.
That was definitely almost positive on our list.
Oh, that was on our list for Michaels, but that was a Mania match.
Yes. Yeah.
That could have been on.
We left out Angle and Michaels. We left out Cena Michaels.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, we left out the triple threat match. Benoit with Michaels.
That's up there as one of the greatest.
That's the insane thing about Shawn Michaels is
that match itself, that's one of the greatest. As much as it can't be anymore.
Yeah.
But it still was.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do a Michaels top 10 Mania matches.
Yeah.
And you'd have to rank him though, because he's probably got 10.
Yeah.
You think he's got more?
I think he had, not like it's a lot more, but I think it's 11.
Is it 11?
For some reason, 11 standing out in my head, and I'm sure I'm completely wrong. And someone's gonna call me out on not being a Shawn Michaels fan, but I'm pretty sure
you're such a poser. Take that click shirt off.
I think. But yeah, no, you're right. Like he's ridiculous.
We're not the factoids in the moment.
No, I'm not good at that. I don't have a great memory for stats like that. Not with the WWE anyway, because stats don't matter in the WWE.
I don't think stats matter
anywhere in wrestling. In
any part of wrestling. So I didn't get a chance to finish it, but I think I know what happened last night on Raw. Cody didn't show up.
Cody did not show up, but I'll give them this. I think he did sign. I don't think we're going to see him until Mania. So here's how watching it and thinking about it today, because I actually watched a clip. They said, Graves said, it has gone, his opportunity could have... His opportunity at WrestleMania was just dashed.
Okay.
So you got right there, dashing Cody Rhodes. And then Jimmy Smith, to end the night, says Rollins' vision has turned into a nightmare. And that's the last line you hear when Monday Night Raw goes off the air. And I'm thinking,
is Vince trolling and Cody's trolling? Are they both trolling?
They are.
He didn't sign though.
How amazing
would that be?
It would. But like, as I heard him say it, and it went to black, I'm going, dude, great fucking job getting that line in. Like, that is perfect. It's perfect.
I'm very intrigued with the whole Cody thing.
Me too.
Here's the thing. I don't think he's going to be main event or.
It's going to be Cody Rollins at Mania. Rollins is going to come out to the ring and sit down in the middle of WrestleMania and go, I ain't going anywhere until I get my WrestleMania moment for this year. And that's how you're going to get Cody. You're not going to see him 2 weeks out of WrestleMania on Monday Night Raw.
No,
but it's too big.
They might fucking keep teasing it really well.
Yeah, they're absolutely going to keep teasing it. But we are not seeing Cody Rhodes till Mania.
But imagine this. Someone wrote that, and it was actually really good writing. What the fuck happened there?
It was. Yeah. I don't know who delivered those lines into their headset, but the...
That's Vince in the background. Dom's dream turned into a nightmare.
So, I mean, look, they were great. I thought it was the perfect ending. I didn't think the match made sense. The match was stupid. The concept.
What match?
The Owens-Rollins match.
I don't care about that. I just want to know if they.
I know, but like, because I watched it and I was, and I'm invested in the obviously KO story, but I know where Rollins is kind of leading, supposedly. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm invested in it. So I'm watching it, and the way they set this match up bothered me. And shocker, WWE bothered me there with their writing and booking. But like, it's Rollins coming out saying, I'm going to interview Stone Cold on a show, on my own talk show. you don't have one. And even KO said, he's like, you don't got one. It is my idea. KO addressed me, or Stone Cold addressed me. Why would you, like, and that's the match. And then Sonya came out and was like, I like Seth's idea. Whoever wins will interview Stone Cold. Like, Rollins doesn't even have a fucking talk show. This makes no sense. And Stone Cold addressed KO. This makes no sense. No continuity whatsoever from the last week.
Well, maybe their bad writing and booking is trying to keep your mind off of Cody.
I get what it, but
let's confuse them.
I get what they were trying to do. They're trying to make it suspenseful and make you think that Cody was going to at the end. I get it. It just, you could have done it something better than that. It was just, I don't know. But like I said, the end lines, the delivery, going to black right at that line end is awesome. It was very, very well done.
They used to do that back in the day. Mm-hmm. Cliffhangers.
Yes. Couldn't wait for next Monday. Be 11:05 and you'd be like, damn it. Why isn't it Monday?
And the fucking thing, you're like, no. Not the thing on the screen. Not the fucking.
The lower third. Yeah.
Not yep. that. No. I do that for pay-per-view still.
Yeah.
I don't want the I like there's gotta be something that happened and then nothing happens. You're like, God damn it.
It's NXT. NXT spoiled the shit out of us.
Yeah.
And as adults anyway. Like kids, we didn't have that. But NXT, the lower third, something was going to happen when you saw the lower third.
Yeah.
Whether it was Gargano getting beat by Ciampa or a AEW return. Or,
it too.
Yeah, they're very good at it too.
NXT 3.0.
So we hope you enjoyed this show. We hope you like both lists. And who knows what essential we'll be coming out with next. So thank you for watching.